Story of the day, the Pistons making that decision to move on from Monty Williams after just one season as the Pistons head coach. See ya. And this isn't one where you got to feel bad for a guy because he's getting paid a lot of money to disappear. $65 million left on the deal. He didn't want to coach to begin with. And I keep going back to that, John. His heart wasn't in it, and it showed with the decisions he made. He was given a terrible roster, and there will be some who say it's not his fault. If you paid attention to the Pistons this year, which I realize
was
a difficult task, you would have seen this guy butcher basketball decisions. He was absolutely responsible, maybe not as much as Weaver, but responsible for the state of this franchise. And the only question was, would Tom Gores do anything about it? Would he truly give Trajan Langdon a clean slate as the president of basketball operations? And we found out yesterday the answer was yes. I'm pleasantly surprised. I've been critical of Gores in a lot of ways.
Sure.
But John, him stepping up and saying billionaire with a B means I can afford to do this. I do have to applaud a Detroit owner willing to pay sizable cash to get rid of a mistake.
Yeah, and here's what makes it a little bit easier. Anytime you're writing a check, and I mean, the $65 million sounds bad enough. That's what's left on the contract, and you got to cut him a check for that much, or you're going to have to pay him over the next 5 years that much. But it's 1 year, $78 million. That's what you ended up paying him, and that's a tough nut to swallow. Is that, I get it right? Is that Stoney's?
As Stoney would say, yes.
Which I didn't ask him about that yesterday.
You should have.
I know he's going to be in next week, so I'll bring it up then. But it's one that's not going to count anything against. Now, I know there's some uniqueness to all of the different salary caps, and you could say, well, is there one? Is there not one? The luxury tax. This is one that he could pay off, and it doesn't count anything against the luxury tax. It's not going to impact anything that Trajan Langdon does with the roster on the court, but it does give Trajan Langdon the opportunity to go out there and hire his guy. We've already seen him do that with the shooting specialist of Fred Vinson, and he's going to be able to put his staff together. So we're not here next year talking about, well, last year was just a let's figure things out, let's see what I have. It really feels like you hit the full reset button and you get to start from day one, moment one, of Trajan Langdon's rule over the Pistons franchise.
Yeah, and again, for anybody who thinks that Monty Williams is the scapegoat in all of this, you know how we have that drop about who's we?
Mm-hmm.
That was me being upset at Monty Williams because he kept talking about, well, we need to shorten the rotation only to play an all-bench unit the very next game in the first quarter. Who's we when he would say, well, you know, we got to get Jaden Ivey more minutes. Who's we? Well,
that's why I always went back to how much was the decisions of who was on the court his? As well, when he says we,
yeah,
is he including the general manager, Troy Weaver, Troy Weaver has mandated that you've got to play certain guys.
Yeah, but Ivy was a Weaver guy too. And it was pretty obvious to everybody on the outside. He goes, well, maybe we don't, because there's a classic, we don't know everything.
Yeah.
Right? We talk like we do. I acknowledge that. We don't know everything. But then to hear the coach basically just come out and go, yeah, I was dropped in my head. I don't know. Like, I should have been playing him more. Like, there was no valid explanation for why Killian Hayes got the start for 30 games last season.
That's the one, because that is a Troy Weaver guy that I thought, well, maybe they're just trying to see if something will click, and can we possibly trade him for, your last week's trash.
Yeah.
It's something like that, because we saw all the reclamation projects that Troy Weaver brought in. Was there a chance that, hey, this one didn't work out here, maybe we could bring in a different reclamation project and get some value for it? That's the one that I always go back to and say, did Troy Weaver tell Monty Williams, you need to play Killian Hayes X amount of minutes? And when he drops the, we need to, that's where I thought, and maybe there's a little bit of an insight into what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, we is neither of them now, which is a good thing for the Pistons. 248-539-9797, your reaction to this news. I wonder if it changes people's opinion of Tom Gores in any way. Now, they are in this spot because of Tom Gores, right? So I don't want to pat him on the back too much. But, John, it's not a given. in this city that an owner's going to do what he did. So I will give him credit. He could have said, it's a lot of money. We're not good. Give Monty one more year to make it happen. It was clear Monty was part of the problem. And it was clear if you want to move forward as a franchise, he had to go. He had to go. They won more games the year prior where Cade hardly played. And some people have used it as a referendum on Cade. I don't view it that way. I put a lot of that on Monty. The execution in game. The fact that they went on a 28-game, let we forget, a 28-game losing streak, the longest in NBA history. That's the coach not able to yeah. shuffle the cards the right way. Not able to pull out one win in that stretch. I think you had to go. He had to be fired. I didn't know that it would happen because of Tom Gores. But he did do the thing. He did open up his wallet, throw it down, and say, here's the card, just put it on my tab. And that's all I can ask of an owner is, if you're willing to spend big to go get the guy, you can't cry poor when it's time to fire the guy. And Gores stepped up in that way. I do not think it makes him a good owner. The Pistons are not all of a sudden in greener pastures. But I will say that of him, that he did step up and pay the bill.
And admitted a mistake.
Yes.
All right, well, this was a mistake. I mean, eventually, and you could say whether it was admitting a mistake or it's just, hey, didn't work out, Troy Weaver was relieved of duty. And was that a mistake to hire him? Well, at the time, you're kind of wondering, well, you know, he's got a track record of being a part of good organizations, and maybe he can come in here and do this. And we talked about his first draft. Well, we were excited because he made some bold moves. Now, none of them ended up working out. And it's the same thing with the head coach, Monty Williams. You give him a record contract, and it's really hard. It's really hard for a lot of people to say, I'm wrong. It's really hard to not only say those words and make that admission and then have to pay $65 million to, again, solidify the answer of I was wrong.
And some of this falls on his shoes because I will forever believe Troy Weaver didn't want Monty Williams to be the coach. And Gores overruled his basketball guy, which is bad if you're an owner. I want you to be invested financially. I don't want you overruling basketball people. He overruled his basketball person to hire Monty Williams. He created the mess. I still take issue with right around Christmas last year when you set aside winning all we've done for the community. This is not. I don't think this rehabs Gore's image in its entirety. I still think there are concerns with him as the owner of this basketball team. But I'm curious how people view him after the decision to pay $78 million to make Monty Williams go away after 1 year. I don't know that most NBA owners would do that. 248-539-9797. And then, John, there's the obvious question. What now? I saw Woj on ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski, not our Wojo, yeah. Woj, say that he doesn't think the Pistons will have a coach in place by the draft. So what are you looking for in the next Pistons head coach?
Well, I'm looking for a guy that can be a magician. But maybe that magician quality needs to be more with Trajan Langdon in regards to how he overhauls this roster. And the next coach is going to have to be a guy that instantly finds ways to get, you know, 8 to 9 guys. Obviously, you know, the roster is bigger than that, but you're going to see mostly 9 guys playing to gel and to just go on the floor and look like a competent team, one that can play a little bit of defense and get Cade to play a little more defense, that can find ways to have different pairings on the floor, so you don't always have to have, you're not always going to have Cade Cunningham on the floor.
Right.
If he's not, what's the pairing that allows you to still be a competent basketball team? And then it goes to what's the talent on the team? It's going to be young. So it needs to be a guy that has a track record of developing and mentoring young players, I believe.
I have a similar checklist, right? It's got to be someone who can elevate a young roster. You have to instill basic. I think defense is a lot of effort. I think it's a lot of coaching points. You have to have someone who's willing to coach and teach defense, but you also have to have someone who's old school defensively, but also modern enough offensively where you say, hey, we can't have 2 or 3 non-shooters on the floor at any time. One non-shooter is the most we can have on the floor. Some of that will come from Trajan Langdon's roster overhaul, but a coach has to see it too. They have to be connected in that way. There are some names that have been floated. Want to talk about those coming up next. Gov is going to go rapid fire. thumbs up, thumbs down on some options for the Pistons. It's 97.1.